The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, this is insurance. Insurance.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody needs some insurance, you know? Gotta have that. And if you got some strippers, we need insurance on them. Let's go, cat dog. Insurance.
Please call insurance. This is Joseph. How can I help you?
Yeah, Joseph, how you doing, man? I got you.
Doing good.
Your number. Well, somebody gave me your card, told me you have an insurance company. You might be able to help me.
Absolutely. We'll love to help you. We'll love to help you.
Okay. Listen, I'm seeking some insurance. Now, what all insurance do you guys have? What all do you all cover?
Oh, we have automobile insurance. We have home insurance. We have life insurance. Fire, flood. We pretty much, we have everything. What exactly what type of insurance you were looking for?
Okay. Well, see, I need, I have my own business, my own company.
Oh, that's good. Entrepreneur. I like that.
Okay. What I'm trying to do, man, is I'm trying to make sure I have insurance for the people underneath me.
Oh, okay, your employees.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I want my employees to be insured.
Okay, good.
You know, like if something happens to them, they can get workman's comp. You know what I mean? I want to be able to accommodate them that way. Are you able to help me out with something like that?
Yeah, I am able to help you. I just need to ask you a few questions. How many employees do you have?
Right now, I got four that's working full time.
Mm-hmm.
I got two that work predominantly on the weekends.
Okay.
So I got, let me think real quick. I got Cinnamon, I got Ice, Jasmine, mm-hmm. I got Thunder.
I'm sorry, sir. Tell me your name again, sir.
Smitty.
Okay. What type of business do you have, sir?
I'm a PC. And
I'm sorry, PC. Personal consultant?
No. I'm pretty close though. Pretty close. That's pretty close. I'm a pleasure consultant. And what it is, I got.
I'm sorry. Did you say pleasure consultant?
Right. What that is, man, is you know, I pleasurize people that want to be pleasurized. Like I have girls that may dance for you. Some may come by and do other things for you. Private parties, that kind of thing.
Are you trying to insure strippers or call girls?
Well, I'm trying to insure what I'm trying to insure. I mean, I give all my girls 1099s at the end of the year.
This is an insurance company. This is a reputable company. We don't insure call girls or strippers.
Sir, I'm trying to insure my product. I mean, the way the economy is right now, everybody got to look out for themselves. But I got to insure what I need to insure, so in case things go bad, man, I can bounce back on that. You understand?
I understand that, sir, and I do understand.
I mean, I'm a businessman just like you are.
Sir, but we don't insure call girls, strippers.
So hold on. I got your card, man. You're trying to tell me that now you can't give me no insurance?
We can't insure call girls or strippers. Okay. Tell me this. What type of duties do they perform?
Well, I mean, what you mean? What kind of duty? I mean, they dance.
Well, on the application, I have to put down what type of duties do your
employees perform? We're gonna put down exotic dance. you know. And see, since they are there for people that, like, need to have some personal attention, man, you know, we just put something else down, like, you know, counseling, you know.
Are these prostitutes? You want to insure prostitutes?
I'm not saying that, man. I'm not. Stop saying that. Don't say that no more. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying,
well, that's what they are saying.
Well, why don't you put down PC, man? Why don't you put down pleasure consultant for them, man?
Pleasure consultant. Sir, we don't do that here. I don't know how to help you, sir. We don't do that here. You can't insure a prostitute.
Did I tell you don't say that no more? I told you, this right here is a PC. It's a pleasure consultant. Now, somebody that gave me this business card and told me that you'll be able to take care of me, and now here you is coming back saying you can't. See, this one is starting to be some for Smitty now.
Sir, you don't have to refrain from using that language.
No. They telling me that you are able to insure me, man.
Now, yes, sir. We are insured.
You the one coming back with some bogus right here, dog.
Listen, we don't insure any type of ghetto mess, prostitutes, call girls. That's some street junk that we don't do here.
Hey, man, listen. I was told you can insure me, and guess what? You go insure me. I'm finna go back and forth with you, Doc. I'm finna come down there to your office, and I want these papers filled out so I can sign them, so I can
come
have
my office. Look, man, we don't insure no prostitutes or no strippers, okay? So we don't do that. And you're not gonna come down to my office with this ghetto mess. We don't do that.
Who you think you hollering at, man?
You don't know who you're fooling with. Now, don't let this corporate voice fool you, because I can get gangster.
Hey, man, I don't know who you think you are.
Now, we don't do that here.
Hey, man, look here. Let me tell you something. I'm on my way down there, okay?
Sir, do not come to this office.
Excuse
do not
me?
Come to this office.
I'm coming
do
to
not.
The office. You're going to insure my girls for me. Now, somebody gave me your card and told me you can take care of me on the low, and that's what you're going to do. Now, I need my damn insurance for my girls, dog. That's all I'm trying to get out of you.
Don't you bring your up to my establishment with this. We don't do it, and I will not. And if you bring your up and you're going to get your what?
Hey, man, I got what you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Now, I tried to be nice, and I tried to be professional, but this is some don't you bring your up to my office, or I'm going to kick your you in, cinnamon, and fire all them up there.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listening?
Yes. What you got to say to me, dude? What the I do not insure prostitutes, okay? What do you have to tell me?
I got to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill that boy. God. Woo! I was going to go postal. I cannot believe that put me up to this. Oh, hell, y'all got me. Boy.
Let me ask you this here, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. Yes. I want to say thank you to everybody that came out at Winston-Salem State University for the homecoming. Ooh, Monica still beautiful and sang the lights out. Anthony Hamilton, Lord have mercy, sang the lights out. Yeah, Nephew Tommy acting a damn fool up in there. It was off the chain. But if I just enjoyed myself. You hear me? I thoroughly did. I did.
You were a fan. You were a fan.
I was a fan of me on Saturday night. I said, oh, that boy sure is acting a doggone fool this time. Lord have mercy. And it will go on again. It will happen right after Thanksgiving. You do not want to miss it. Newark, New Jersey at the NJ Pack. Nephew Tommy, Cheryl Underwood, Finesse Mitchell, and Dominique. That's Saturday night, baby. Newark, New Jersey at the Pack. Tickets on sale right now. Come see how ignorant I really, 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 really am. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Leave it up right now. I'm good. That's all I got right now. I know y'all know. But when I get to let loose for an hour, that's when you really get to see he really is ignorant. It really is something wrong with him.
Every time I see him, I'm shocked. Over and over.
Yeah. I surprised myself. Detroit. Matter of fact, sold out them shows when I was down there. Appreciate y'all when y'all came to see me at One Mic. Boy, I just, I almost went out and sat in the audience to see me. I almost
just
did.
Just to look up on stage.
Just to look up there. Boy, this boy acted a doggone fool. He sure will.
That's funny, Tom. You're in the audience.
When I what is your Zoom camera doing?
Why? I don't understand why he can't keep still.
What are you showing? Much.
I don't like all this.
Damn, Zoom, you old.
What has radio gotten into? We used to just talk. Now I got to see you. Well, go ahead. Tommy.
What you want me to do?
This nervous condition you got. Why are you holding your phone in your hand? Because we did.
How's that?
Fine.
Yeah. And just look at it. Just look at it the whole time.
Right. Why do you have to hold it?
It's called a Zoom. You know, it's like the rest of us do. Nobody holds their phone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.